Big news was made today at the MCG. AFL Chairman Mike Fitzpatrick announced the clubs which have been granted a licence to compete in the inaugural season of the National Women's League in 2017. Those clubs will be the Adelaide Crows, the Brisbane Lions, Carlton, Collingwood, GWS Giants, Melbourne, the Western Bulldogs and Fremantle. The Geelong Cats, North Melbourne, Richmond, St Kilda and West Coast Eagles have been granted provisional licences, there's a possibility that some of those teams and those licences will become active as early as 2018. We're very lucky to have Steve Rosich, CEO of Fremantle. I must also declare and disclose that I am a director at the Fremantle Footy Club, and Steve's been good enough to give some time, although he's at the airport and soon to jump on a plane, I believe. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Peter. Yes, here from a very well-worn departure lounge. So you may hear a bit of noise in the background, so I apologise.
That's okay. We appreciate you at short notice joining us, and you just let us know if you have to board the plane. Why was it so important for the Fremantle Football Club to be involved with this women's league?
Peter, as you are well aware, it's a really exciting area. Women's football is the fastest growth area in the AFL, and our understanding from AFL stats is that women and young girls now make up 25% of all participants, which is just incredible. So it's a great move from the AFL to initiate a women's league and give young girls and women the chance to play AFL football at the highest level. And we're just delighted to be today announced, as you just mentioned, one of the inaugural clubs and the only team out of WA. So it's a terrific result.
Take us through the process. When were the submissions due? How long did you work on them as a football club? And what sort of things had to be included in the submission?
Peter, look, it was a relatively long process in that we understood a league was forthcoming. We weren't sure whether it was going to be instigated for 17 or 2018. But we had the chance to submit a bid by the end of April. We only had a very short time frame to do that, unfortunately. But fortunately, we put together a very compelling bid. And the decision today, we think, is well-founded. We understand it was one of the top bids lodged. And importantly, it gives women in our state, young girls, the chance to play with a team in this new competition. And we're proud that it's the Fremantle Dockers. And it'll be brought about by vital partnerships to deliver this with the Curtin University, the City of Cobourne, and also Subiaco Sports Medicine.
Yeah, I'll talk about those, or ask you about those partnerships in just a little while. Previously, what has been the involvement with Fremantle and women's football?
It's something that we've been proud to work in concert with the West Australian Football Commission with over the last 10 years, and we've been a strong investor in this area, and we're seeing the fruits of that labour by both our club and the Football Commission with the number of girls that are playing football in WA and also the growth of that and then the talent that is coming through. And we think we're really well placed to be a competitive team in our first season. And that's no short thanks to the work that's done by both the club and the Football Commission.
You mentioned the importance of the partnerships, and it very much is a partnership model. So how's it all going to work, and what's the involvement of the City of Cobourne, Curtin University, as you mentioned, and also a Subiaco Sports Medicine Clinic?
Well, the announcement today is clearly very fresh at the MCG. So some of the logistics are still not known and how the competition is going to work operationally, but it will be commencing in 2017. And the work we've done with these valuable partners in Curtin, the City of Cobourne and Subiaco Sports Med will most likely see at least one game played at the Bentley campus of Curtin University, which will be just fabulous to have that vibrancy and energy out at the campus there and getting the full university and the students involved. A game at our new training facility at Cobourne Central West, which is fast finishing. It's looking terrific at the moment, and that should be on stream by February, March next year and enable a game, at least one game to be played there, and then also a game at Domain Stadium, with Subiaco Sports Med providing a lot of the ancillary health support for the team in doctors, physios and trainers, etc.
Steve, can I ask you about interaction with the Fremantle AFL Men's Club, we'll say, as far as players? Will there be interaction there? What are you going to do? I know it's very early, but what are you looking at as far as coaching is concerned, these sorts of positions?
Look, the integration of the two teams is really important to us, and it's really important to the AFL, and we think, you know, the fabric of this is that it has to be ingrained into our football club. We'll start to work through those logistics now. We will be on the lookout for a head coach for this new team and also an operations manager. And the rest of the staff will be integrated within our current football club. So it's new, it's fresh. We've still got a bit to work through, but geez, exciting.
What about the players? I think everyone is aware that we have rich grounds as far as the talent in women's football in Western Australia. Will the Fremantle team get any priority access to Western Australian players?
We'll get a briefing on that. Our staff will get a briefing on those sorts of details later today, so we're not entirely sure. We have committed to only recruiting West Australian talent to our inaugural team, which we think is really important. Mm-hmm. There may be a move by some of the teams based outside of West Australia to poach some WA talent, but hopefully the girls and ladies will stay in the wonderful city of Perth and get the first chance of playing with the Fremantle Dockers.
I understand it's going to be around a two-month season. What do you know as far as media and televising these games? What can you tell us there, Steve?
Still more details to come through. It's likely that at least one game per round of the four-game round will be telecast live each week. And in terms of how many games, etc., we're not too sure, but all those details will be rolled out very shortly.
What about the all-important matters such as colours, team songs, those sorts of things, Steve? I know it's, again, very early, but have you got a view on that?
Look, we have a view. The AFL are looking to try and centralise the model a little bit more than happens currently in the 18-team league competition. But if your listeners jump on to our website, they'll see the mock-up of what we think will be an ideal jumper, which is essentially our current strip with a flash of pink in the middle V. So we think that works really well, and we look forward to firming that up with the AFL in the coming months.
I'm sure you've had some preliminary discussions with corporate Australia and probably more importantly, corporate Western Australia. What has been the response there as far as looking ahead towards sponsorship and the like?
Look, it's clear that not only the girls that are going to be exposed to this competition and the staff that will get the opportunity also, but you know, our partners and sponsors are really excited. It's something new and fresh, and with the likes of, I won't mention them because some of them are competitors to your station, Belly. But look, they're all showing a keen interest to get involved to see how they can not only invest in this opportunity, but also assist with promoting the new team to the WA marketplace.
Steve, I think we're all hoping that the Women's League will be here to stay, and I'm very confident that it will be and will continue to flourish and grow year on year. Having said all of that, what's the initial commitment for Fremantle? How many years have Fremantle signed on for?
That's a very good question, and one asked by someone who's adept at the role of a board member. The answer is I don't know. So all very fresh. We'll find out those details. But clearly, we see this as a long-term commitment. The AFL, you can see from the vibrancy of today's announcement, see it as something that is just the start, and there clearly will be more teams. We're just really pleased that we're first in the Dubbo market.
Steve, congratulations. I'll let you get on that plane. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Cheers, Peter, and good afternoon to your listeners.